This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Triple Bypass acknowledges that we broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to elders past, present, and emerging. And to any Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander people who are listening today, we acknowledge that this land was never ceded, no treaty was ever signed, and that it always was, and always will be, Aboriginal land.
You need surgery.
Bisexuality.
Bisexual.
I'm bisexual.
Bisexual.
Triple bypass.
Bisexual.
Bisexual.
Bisexuality.
I'm bisexual.
Bisexuality.
The best of both worlds.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass on Joy 94.9.
and welcome to Triple Bypass. For this episode, we're going to be joined by Reb from Minus 18 to talk about Ida Hobart, the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, Intersexism or Interphobia, and Transphobia, and some of the events that are happening around it. Not only that, we'll find out more about a new bi-parliamentary candidate in the UK and bring you all the latest news, conversations, updates, and many, 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 many bad puns from the biosphere. Thanks, Miranda, for sticking around, and thank you and Clayton both for that fantastic geeks out that we've just had.
And comparing you all to Godzilla, I know that. I mean it in the coolest way.
Yes.
The coolest possible way.
We are stumpy.
Dun, 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 dun.
Only a little stump. Is it very stumpy? To kick things off, I'm Andrew.
I'm Amelia.
I'm Miranda Sparks.
And we're joined by Reb from Minus 18.
Hello.
Hello, Reb. Thanks for joining us today. We'll get to you in a moment to talk about Ida Hobart, but the first thing is we'd like to hear from you, delightful listeners. You can get in touch with us on air at joy.org.au, or you can text us on 0427 569 949, and just in general you can find us on our social media presence. Triple Bypass on Joy for Facebook, Triple Bypass on Twitter, Triple Bypass Joy on Instagram, and email us at any time, triplebypass@joy.org.au. And every episode of Triple Bypass is available in podcast form on iTunes, Spotify, and where all good podcasts are found. The last big piece of thing that I need to read pretty verbatim is Radiothon is happening from Friday on Joy. And if you tune in next Tuesday, there'll be an amazing, amazing lineup of us here on Triple Bypass straight after Geeks Out. And we'd love to hear you there.
How are you holding out, Andrew? Like, this is you running the show. Ruby's not available tonight.
Ruby's doing a talk about queer representation in storytelling, and it's fantastic, and I'm terrified, but that's fine.
You are going to rock it. You're in expert hands.
You're doing a wonderful job.
You're killing it.
And Ruby is a fantastic mentor. Like, she actually let me on Triple Bypass when I was still learning the ropes at Joy. So don't worry. You are going to absolutely rock this.
Ruby is fantastic, but you're stuck with me and the A-team with Andrew, Amelia, and the Amazon, Miranda.
Glamazon, thank you.
Glamazon. It doesn't go with my A thing. Latest news from from the biosphere. This week marks Ida Hobart Week. Ida Hobart is, according to Minus 18, the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, Interphobia and Transphobia. It's coming up on Friday, and the whole week is filled with Ida Hobart events and other goodness. Like I mentioned, Ruby's off discussing queer representation in storytelling. We've got a speaker, Dr. Kevin Murphitt, on Thursday discussing a number of bi and accessibility issues, queer accessibility issues, as part of a Deakin University event, and a whole host of morning teas, brunches, lunches, celebrations across Hobson's Bay, Glen Park, Eltham Library. They're not bi-specific, but there's some really lovely celebrations of queer culture, so I figured I'd shout them out.
Absolutely.
And a bisexual conservative 21-year-old has won party approval to stand as an MP in the UK. She's on track to becoming the youngest member of parliament in the UK as well. Elena Bunbury was a 21-year-old bisexual conservative staffer, and she's just been approved by the Conservative Party to stand for them as a parliamentary candidate.
The Conservative Party?
The Conservative Party.
Bisexual.
And young.
Like, a baby.
it's a real surprise. So she's now potentially on track. She's still chasing signatures to become one of the youngest ever MPs to take their seat on the Green in the House of Commons benches. She's looking for a constituency to represent, as she tweeted on the 11th of May, though. She's delighted to announce that she passed the Parliamentary Assessment Board. Let the hard work begin.
That is wonderful. If I'd been let into the Parliament at 21, I shudder to think what kind of things would have gone on. But the young people of today, they're the best. I say as an old person in my 30s now.
Ancient, but
just turn my hearing aid on.
Oh, dear.
We've got a text in.
Andrew? We've got a text.
We've got a text. Oh. This one is from Pete, who says, "Hi, bye, babes. Great to hear new vibes on the show. I enjoy the show as I drive home each Tuesday night." Thank you so much, Pete.
Hi, Pete.
It's great to hear the good vibes from you as well.
Pete, our number one fan.
Good on you, Pete. I appreciate you texting in. I never thought I'd be on the side of a Conservative Member of Parliament, but...
Well, like, same. Yeah. But here we are. So.
There's so much about that story that I find fascinating and intriguing. I want to know more about.
We'll follow with interest. We'll keep you all up.
Have her on the show. Let's get her across the pond.
It depends on her stance on a number of other things. Like, you know, it's the complicated ones. It's like... You want to support her because, you know, she's one of the team, but at the same time, it's like, Conservatives.
What are your policies?
It's like, and you're just like, yeah, you're bisexual, but please don't be a TERF.
Totally. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's a whole other discussion right there.
We'll follow that one. I have a bit of news as well that we can share. So out of Canada, we're in, you know, another continent now.
Oh, Canada.
Canada. The fresh off the press is the period for which gay and bisexual men in Canada must abstain from sex before donating blood is set to drop from the current 1 year to 3 months, which will be welcome news to a lot of people who do want to donate blood and other bodily fluids, which we'll get to. The change was announced yesterday by Canada's Health Minister, Jeanette Pepita Taylor is how I assume that is pronounced.
Yeah, Jeanette Pepitas.
Not Jeanette Pepitas, it's Jeanette Pepita.
Ah, okay.
And is set to come into effect from June 3. So today we're taking a major step towards a fair evidence-based blood donation system by reducing the deferral period to 3 months and moving towards behavioural-based screening, is the quote. So Australia is currently reviewing its restrictions in relation to blood donation as well, so we'll see how things unfold. I'm particularly interested to see if that extends to donor sperm, donor semen as well, because...
The other fluids.
Yeah, that's what I meant by the other fluids. It's, you know, we're... Yeah, I'm not gonna go into that. But they are usually bound by the same kind of regulations with the TGA, so...
Yeah, that's really interesting.
They follow Red Cross's example, so I'm interested to see if that happens here as well.
Wild. Wild. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, coming up after this next song, we're going to be talking to Reb about Ida Hobbit. We're going to be talking about Minus 18 and all of the work that Minus 18 are up to in the advocacy and support space. And especially, we're going to discuss what they're up to for bi folks in the community. But that's going to come after Chasing by Warriors. This is Joy 94.9. Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9.
Mouth there.
You're back on Triple Bypass, the show that puts the B in LGBT IQ A plus. I can never remember the order. throw in a P for pansexual, a Q for queer, and for questioning, an E for everybody else. We don't gatekeep here. I'm Andrew.
I'm Amelia.
I'm Miranda.
And we're joined by Reb from Minus 18. Reb is a content creator, writer, and marketer currently at the helm of the marketing operations at Minus 18. She's had an interesting journey to Minus 18, spanning startups, sustainable fashion, commercial real estate, and online marketplaces. She's even dabbled in comedy, having been a part of the house team and a producer for the improv conspiracy and a Raw Comedy State finalist. Reb has recently adopted an elderly cat with her partner, but dreams of owning many doggos.
Many, in all caps.
Many doggos.
A little fleet, squadron, army of doggos.
Excellent. That's the best number of doggos.
It's nice to have dreams.
That means you get to see dogs every day.
Exactly. That's the dream.
That's the dream.
Good plan. Good plan. You can get in touch with us, or if you've got questions to put to Reb that we can spring on them as a surprise, give us a bell. You can email us on air at joy.org.au or text us 0427569949. Reb, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. This is super exciting.
It's exciting for me too. It's an excitement pool all around. So this week is the week of Ida Hobbit.
It is.
What's Ida Hobbit?
It is, aside from being a place from which you can make many Hobbit-related puns, as I've learned trying to explain it to my friends, it's International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, Interphobia, Transphobia. So it definitely rolls off the tongue as well.
So I just want to ask, interphobia... That's intersex phobia, I'm assuming.
Yes, yeah.
Because I've never heard it referred to as that.
So I think looking at our marketing materials from last year, it was intersexism. Mm. And now it has changed to interphobia. Yeah, I know, it's very intriguing.
The things you learn.
And I think we're going to dive into that in a little bit.
We might, but let's work out what on earth this thing is before to...
Circle back, we're going back. So it's a day for basically everybody in the community... you know, whether you're part of the community or an ally, to, you know, stand in solidarity with everybody within that acronym, within, you know, the whole, basically for the whole everybody, whether you're, you know, at a school or a workplace, to go rainbow, to go like full rainbow, and be really visible in your allyship and your pride, and to say, no, we're going to stand up against people being dickhead.
Discrimination. And otherwise known as being a dickhead.
Yep. Otherwise known as being a dickhead.
The D for discrimination stands for dickhead.
So it's a huge day on Friday. We've got over 700 events that have been registered.
Wow.
Yeah. So I think last year it was in, you know, a few hundred, but now it's well over 700. And I think by the time we get to Friday, it'll be almost 1,000. And so that's within workplaces and schools and, you know, individuals and groups and organizations and huge, huge workplaces as well.
And that's just registered events. Presuming there could be a lot more than that going on across the country.
Definitely. So my partner works at the Alfred, and I think she's organizing something. I don't think she's registered it. Shout out, Mill. Register your event. But I think, you know, that's just the people who have gone online. Mm. That doesn't count the many people that are, you know, will be handing out rainbow ribbons and just doing cool things, rainbow-related, pride-filled things.
Fantastic. That sounds like it's a lot to coordinate.
Yeah. At Minus, it's like absolutely all systems go. We have an online store, and I think we're hoping to, you know, sell a bunch of rainbow ribbons and some rainbow stickers and goodies and things. But we've had, I'm not even like using hundreds in an over-the-top sort of way, hundreds and hundreds of orders, and we're sort of just me and a few volunteers packing it. So today...
You're doing such a good job. And thank you for coming in during the madness as well.
Today we finished off all of the orders that had come in for, you know, lots of rainbow. Like, and there's also orders for like, what's like hundreds, thousands of, there was one for 700 rainbow ribbons.
Wow.
From like Yarra Valley Water.
Wow. Good work, Yarra Valley Water.
I know. So there's a lot of counting involved as well. But aside from that, I mean, I'm just saying that because referring to, because I'm in the midst of the e-commerce madness, but there's also, you know, coordinating activations that are happening around Melbourne and activities at different workplaces. And we're also doing a heap of workshops at different schools and keynotes. So basically everybody in the team is getting sent out on the road to scamper around.
All systems go.
Yeah, it's exciting times.
So what sorts of things, you've just given us a general overview. Are there specific events we should be keyed into? Have I asked you that without enough prep time?
I'm thinking specific events because I think so many of them are within teams and workplace posses and organisations. So I think you had a few of the public ones that you listed earlier.
Mm.
Don't know if there's a crazy amount of public ones, but certainly there's still a bunch of days left for people to like organise their own sort of morning tea or lunch or after work. I mean, it's a Friday, so you know, just get those bevs after work and make them rainbow.
So has anyone made the joke? It's like, I da Hobbit, no you da Hobbit.
That's a really good one.
Yeah. That's the one I'm going to be using on the actual day.
So. I'm actually going to use that as well.
I know of one event that's happening on actual Ida Hobbit Day on Friday, and it's through Rotary Paran. They're doing an LGBTI inclusive event, and Kamish Ro Allen will be speaking there. Yay! We love Kamish. And all of the funds raised will be donated to Switchboard, who we also love. Hey. So I know that that's happening.
Oh, nice.
Fantastic. And I heard something about Beers for Queers, which Beers I just love the sound of. Happening. I like saying those words.
We love a rhyme.
Who doesn't love a rhyme? If something rhymes, it gives it so much more gravitas in every way, shape, or form. Mm. I actually do know of an amazing Ida Hobbit event, and I can't believe I didn't say this before. It's minus 18s.
Uh-huh.
I really, really booked that. It's been a long day. I've counted a lot of rainbow ribbons.
We forgive you.
We are doing an amazing, it's also an amazing event. I'm such a noob. We're doing a book launch and exhibition, like photo exhibition launch at Schoolhouse Studios in Collingwood.
Oh, cool.
And it's going to be a super fun time with like, so context, we have sort of accumulated all these amazing stories that we asked our minus 18 like young cohort about what it means to be young and queer in Australia today. And it is amazing. It's just like such incredible stories, and it's filled with these beautiful portraits. And so we're going to be launching the book. There's going to be young people reading excerpts from their own stories. There's going to be performances by, there's going to be drag and DJ Gay Dad and music. And also,
I love
there's
DJ going to Gay Dad.
I know. Oh.
They're the best.
DJ, sidebar, DJ Gay Dad at Queer Formal was the best time. Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to quickly jump in and say thanks, Kiki, for your message. Kiki says, I think that the biphobia part of Ida Hobbit doesn't get fully discussed. Non-bi people don't always know what it is. It's a good topic. Thank you. I thought so. thanks for sending
thank you
in
so
the
much,
message.
Kiki.
We're about to jump to a... No, we're not. So this book launch...
About a minute earlier.
I'm jumping all over the place. I apologise, everyone.
That sounds like a beautiful event, Rev.
I know. It's going to be great. And it's and also we'll be having an exhibition of a lot of the photos that are in the book, which are beautiful. So, and it's free.
What time is it?
I know. There's so many good things about this event. And I just like, I don't know what's going on Friday. It's at 6 p.m. at Schoolhouse Studios in Collingwood.
6 p.m. Schoolhouse Studios in Collingwood. Fantastic.
And it's free. And tickets... you can find them on Facebook, and also there's a link on Minus 18's website through Eventbrite, but it's all free. Or you can get a ticket and pre-order the book, and it'll be a little cheaper than if you buy it on the night.
Nice.
Or you can just turn up.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, thanks for sharing that.
No props.
There's now too many options for Friday.
I know.
Between all the morning teas and everything, it's going to be a busy day on the social calendar. We're going to be back with Reb in just a moment after a couple of community messages. And don't forget, Radiothon is on here at Joy from Friday. Tune in next Tuesday and join up as a member of Joy FM for amazing prizes and a fantastic triple bypass next Tuesday, as well as fabulous rewards for signing up. Radiothon is going to be all next week on Joy 94.9. This song is John, I'm Only Dancing. This is the Bowie. That was David Bowie with John, I'm Only Dancing. You're listening to Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. This is where the bisexuals take over the airwaves. And we welcome pansexuals, queer, questioning, polysexuals, and anyone else. We don't gatekeep here. I'm Andrew.
I'm Amelia.
I'm Miranda.
And we're joined by...
Reb!
Thanks for coming, Reb. Reb's from Minus 18 is their marketing whiz. And
whiz.
I'm going to aspirate that one. I want to say thanks, Tony, for writing in over the break. Hi, team. My mum thought Ida Hobbit was a lady's name. Ida Hobbit. Oh,
that's too pure.
And you'll be at Richmond Town Hall Friday for the City of Yarra event. That's fantastic. Thanks for writing in, Tony. And if you'd like to write in, you can email us on air at joy.org.au or text us 0427 569 949. Thanks for joining us, Reb.
And my pleasure.
I'm going to smoothly transition to the question that I was going to ask, which is, which work, what work is Minus 18 doing, kind of more broadly speaking, at the moment? You're doing a bunch in...
Oh, yeah, at the moment. What are we doing? It's sort of hard to, like, look past the Ida Hobbit madness that's going on at the moment, but what else are we doing? We always have amazing workshops, so we're working on... a bunch of initiatives to get more workshops out there, not just to the, for instance, the schools that can, you know, really afford to have workshops, but the ones that are like more regional, and we're just, you know, working on ways to subsidize them and get them out into the universe a little bit more. What else are we doing? We are doing lots of e-commerce stuff. I wish I'd thought about this more. All I can think about is just like rainbow merch and rainbow ribbons and Ida Hobbit events.
So there's this whole long list and you're just like, oh, there's too many things. I can't pick one to talk about.
Yeah.
Not picking one is a theme here on Triple Bypass. It must be said.
Yeah, lots of resources, hopefully for parents. In a little bit, it's just always so many things happening at Minus 18. We are going to Sydney for a queer formal over there, and that's happening really soon, alarmingly soon, actually.
That's next week's problem.
Exactly, that's next week's problem.
Just need to get to Friday, get to Radiothon, and then...
Yeah, so during Ida Hobbit, where, you know, on Friday, the actual day, we're going to be... pushing for donations from the wider community to help us take Queer Formal to Sydney and Adelaide, and to ensure that it's always free for attendees because, you know, got to be free.
Yeah.
You don't want to be charging the young people to attend this thing that is like so, it's just for them. So making sure that we can do that. So Sydney and Adelaide is next, and then lots of resources like for parents and I don't know, this is probably just because I'm a massive nerd, but I'm excited because we're going to get a new website.
Oh, exciting.
That's just me nerding out there.
Yeah, fair enough. New website's always a good time.
Yeah.
What kind of work does Minus 18 do specifically around biphobia and bi-erasure?
So, again, I think this is because my what I get my mitts all over at Minus is the website content and the e-commerce. Mm. It's, I guess, one of the most, I think the up the top... of the list of content that is most frequently read and accessed and shared are articles around, you know, what is being bisexual, pansexual. And I was amazed to see that was the top clicked content on the website.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's so heartening.
Yeah, totally. And I think, for instance, at Queer Formal, we were selling different, you know, the badges and stickers of the different flags, and the bisexual one was the most purchased one.
Hey.
And what was the other thing I was going to say? It was something else about, yeah, so at Queer Ideas Festival last year, we sort of surveyed all the young people that went, and bisexual was the most highest percentage of what the attendees identified as. And I thought that was really interesting because...
Yeah, I was going to say, so the info on bisexuality and biphobia is the most clicked on Minus 18 right now. Do you think this is because maybe, you know, wider homophobia is better understood now, and so biphobia is like the next big thing for folks to grasp?
Yeah, and I think that so much of biphobia is sort of this entrenched in, you know, media and the portrayals of, you know, bisexual characters on TV, that you're kind of used to it. You don't realize until you start really thinking about it how that sort of permeates and it's in your brain, and you're like, oh, wait a second, definitely a thing. And then you start reading about it and unpacking it.
So few characters on TV I've seen as well actually call themselves bisexual.
Yeah,
there's just... They'll do the whole, like, I don't like to put a net label on it.
Yeah, it's like, but it's so good when you see a character that sort of really proudly says, I am bisexual, and that is like a part of their character that is presented without them being like, you know, I'm trying to think of an example, but like so many bisexual characters on TV and movies are just the antagonist in the storyline, or, you know, a sociopath, or is just there to like ruin this other thing, and it's...
Or they get fridged.
Yeah.
I just want to say a positive example, Rosa from Brooklyn Nine-Nine is...
Yes.
Oh, Rosa.
Love Rosa.
Oh. Rosa has my heart.
I mean, we really need her in a frame, you know, surrounded by flowers on our wall, just yes. So we can look up and go,
a bisexual Latinx gal that's just a badass is like, oh,
it's still
tick,
my heart.
Tick, tick.
And, seeing the actress, she jumped on one of
Stephanie Beatrice.
Stephanie Beatrice, that's the one. I saw her on a talk show, and she and Rosa are such discreet human beings, you know, such discreet characters. But she's so excited about being able to portray this and so excited about being able to engage with sexuality on the show and not just be fridged, not be kind of put down upon and deal with real and genuine struggles.
Yes, totally. I think just the workshops around, you know, and just like portraying exactly that, characters that are bisexual in the sort of really positive light, with whether it be by, you know, with memes or with the workshop content that we, you know, put out, or just like the narratives that we have on our website and socials and EDMs and things and resources and booklets and everything. That's, I think it all contributes.
100%. And can I clarify, the workshops that you do, they're not just with schools, are they? They're with other organisations in the mainstream as well?
Definitely. So we'll go to schools if we're sort of engaged by teachers, but we'll go to, you know, community organisations and workplaces, and we'll, you know, at schools we'll even do it for, you know, sort of scaffold it with, you know, training for the teachers and students and parents. So
amazing.
It's sort of like... Yeah, I was amazed when I started it, because I'm still fairly new. I'm a bit of a minus 18 noob, although it feels like now I'm part of the furniture. I was like, wow, look at this. We're going around to, you know, all these different places and, you know, leveling, whether it's, you know, leveling up the sort of allyship for an organization that's already championing inclusion, or if it's like going into an organization that's never really done anything and being like, okay, here's where you start, kind of thing.
Rolling up the sleeves, cuffing the jeans and getting rolling. So
you'll note my jeans are cuffed.
Jeans are cuffed, ears are extraneously pierced, florals are on, and so Ida Hobart is because it's a global thing, there's some disagreement between, there's some different representations of what the acronym means.
Yeah.
And we mentioned briefly interphobia, intersexism earlier, because there's, Minus 18 runs the idahobart.org.au site. Is that...
Yep. That's us.
But it's pulling on a campaign that's an international campaign. The international campaign doesn't mention intersexism, interphobia, or in fact anything to do with intersex folks. And I've heard some controversy, not controversies, I've heard some concerns and curious thoughts from intersex folk around whether or not they are included, whether or not this is a good or a thematically appropriate celebration. Ida Hobart is on the same day as homosexuality was removed from the DSM, being the kind of celebration. And I've heard to tell that there were concerns about the kind of the celebration of one side, while on the other side it's like,
totally.
Folk are still stuck in this very medicalized concern.
Yeah.
The question that's burning on my lips that you might or might not be able to get at is, why has Minus 18 included interphobia as part of its Ida Hobart, where the international doesn't?
So I sort of brought this question to the team earlier today, because we have, interestingly, we have received a bunch of a few messages from intersex folk who. And other members of the community that sort of asking the same thing, not wanting to be included. But we also receive this year, and I think in previous years, lots of messages from intersex folk who do want to be included in the acronym. And I mean, as far as us including intersexism or intersex phobia and the international campaign, I'm not sure... why, or, you know, if the international campaign had it and then has removed it, because I think the whole acronym has changed many times over the past few years. So I think that from a, like, initially, first thought is that, I mean, as Minus 18, we've got such a wide reach, and our commitment is to, you know, really championing people who are marginalised. And, you know, if it's if people in the intersex community, or, you know, people of intersex status want to be included in the acronym, wouldn't want to then be like, nope, you're all out. That also feels kind of not so great.
Yeah, kind of exclusionary, I don't know, if gatekeeping.
Yeah, so when we say interphobia, you know, we recognize, you know, like, you can deduce that that's a term that means discrimination against intersex folk. But for those who don't encounter it and, you know, only know it as sort of a concept, what does interphobia look like in our society?
That's a really good question, and I wish I had a proper answer.
I guess we can just talk about it generally, so. Yeah.
I guess it's like, if they haven't, you know, encountered it, would it be, I feel like a bit of a noob, to be honest, answering it. I think one of the main things that I've found in, you know, thinking about the question and unpacking it with the team, is that, and especially because I think that there was an international, like a body for people of intersex status who don't want to be, like an organization that now doesn't want to be part of the acronym. And I feel like me speaking to the issue, I'm like, oh, who am I really to speak about it?
It's such an interesting middle ground there. Yeah. When you've got intersex people who say yes to be part of the acronym, and you've got the ones who say no, don't want to be part of the acronym. But either answer, you know, whatever you do, like, it's doing someone wrong.
Exactly. So, yeah. And you never want to, I would never want to do that. And I mean, within, I guess, you know, I mentioned our workshops before, and, you know, part of that is educating people around, I mean, it's all about, you know, educating people, whether it's, you know, students or organizations, about, you know, people of diverse genders and sexes and sexualities. And, you know, people of intersex status fall into that category, because it's something that a lot of people have no idea about, that there's 2% of the population that, you know, are that bit of the acronym.
Yeah, yeah. I did, in the research, because I was very excited and terrified about being anchoring this, and went a bit overboard. I was chatting to Agenda, and to the intersex human rights. I'm very sorry, you guys. I've forgotten Intersex Human Rights Australia, and the outcome they had for me was interphobia, unlike homophobia, biphobia, transphobia, is less focused on the individual as they grow or as they reach adulthood, and much more focused on this medicalized, institutionalized oppression and ignoring consent and the ability to give consent as one of the really significant concerns. The big thing that they wanted me to mention, and I absolutely agree having read it now, is that the Darlington statement is very much worth jumping in. Miranda has just shown me a little thing asking if I can, if she can plug the podcast.
Yes.
Go for it.
Actually, so for folks who are familiar with me on Joy, I've been doing a show called The Gender Agenda, talking about trans and gender issues for the last year and a half or so. We're currently on break, but we are podcasting new episodes, and we will, in the very near future, be doing a special intersex episode, talking to some intersex representatives as well as intersex folks who work here at Joy. So if you want to check that out, joy.org.au/thegenderagenda. Remember the V, that's very important. Or go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/genderagendajoy, and we will be posting about that very, very soon.
Super exciting.
I'm definitely going to listen to that, because I just realized I was saying, I should have been saying people with intersex variations. What a noob! No!
With the Darlington statement, it's something that you can sign on to as an individual, as an organization, and as a supporter, and it's well worth doing. It's well worth reading, it's well worth doing, it's well worth affirming. It's a really solid response to what's going on for people with intersex variations, for folk who are intersex. We're about to roll into another song, I Like It Both Ways by Supernaut, and I'm wondering about the connotations of that after the chat we've just had, but hey, it's a fantastic bi song by an Aussie band. You're listening to Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9.
Johnny is is a guy, gun makeup is mine. He says I like it both ways. Johnny's world is inside out. His daddy thinks he's insane. Girl says I love you always. She's got the love we'll find within a schizophrenic mind, because he likes it both ways. One day it's a rose, another day a thorn. He just can't make the choice. Find one seems so hard to find. He can't make up his mind between a high.
I Like It Both Ways. That's I Like It Both Ways by Supernaut. You're listening to Triple Bypass, the home of Joy's bisexual agenda.
I like it both ways.
You've been singing
Tell me why.
Because I think that I like guys. Because girls are pretty great as well.
Tell me why.
I'm into NB folk. I like it both ways.
Hey!
I managed to slot it in.
That was beautiful.
You did. You've been singing that since I arrived. It's lovely. You're listening to Triple Bypass, home of Joy's bisexual plus agenda. I'm Andrew.
I'm Amelia.
And Miranda.
And we're joined by Reb from Minus 18. We are rolling towards the end of the program terrifyingly quickly. Don't forget that Radiothon is on from Friday on Joy. You can tune in to any of the stations and sign up for your membership across that week. You'll get magnificent prizes, or a chance to win magnificent prizes and other awards. Radiothon will be all next week on Joy 94.9. And tune into ours. You'll get to meet All of our crew, including myself, Amelia, who you've been hearing on the radio with
for the first
no
time. We've got a big crew now. It's great.
It's fantastic.
We're having a bye party next Tuesday.
It's great. Like, you know, just everyone's just rotating through, and
it's that's the way.
And I'll show
don't
up
make
if
us
you give
choose.
Me an invitation.
Always invited. We love having you around, Miranda.
I feel special now.
But yes, tune into the Bi Party as part of Radiothon next week on Tuesday. Reb, I was going to talk to you Hi, you're still in the studio.
It's me.
You're still here.
I'm still here.
Before I launch into the questions, don't forget you can get in touch on air at joy.org.au or text 0427 569 949 if you have anything you'd like to mention in these late stages of the chat.
Ask me a question.
Yeah, ask Reb a question. Give me some content because I've kind of covered everything in record time.
Is Reb short for rebel?
Yes. No, it's Rebecca, but I have some friends that call me Reb or Rebels or Rebby or Reberona or endless opportunities for
the correct answer is actually yes. You just lie.
That's what you do. Yes.
It's kind of a lead into a decent roller derby name, you know? Rebel Yell, something like that.
Hey.
Yeah? Hey.
I didn't elicit a bi life story, and that's kind of a tradition on Triple Bypass for everyone who wanders in. It's like, so tell me everything. So tell me everything, Reb.
What do people normally say? I was thinking about a sort of bi life kind of story. And one that popped into my head was this hilarious thing that happened when I caught up with a friend from primary school that I hadn't seen in years. And I told her that I was dating a gal, and she didn't know that I was bi. And then she, such a like analytical mathematics type of person, she was just like, so if you've dated this many people and this many have been women, does that mean that you were 30% gay? And I was like, there's a lot to unpack with that.
There is, but I love the analysis response. That's something fantastic.
I know, and she really thought about it. She was like, like you could see the cogs working in her head.
Is that meme with the triangles?
Exactly like that.
She came out with pie charts. Yeah.
She started putting together like a little PowerPoint presentation.
Pie charts and bar graphs.
All about the spreadsheets.
Yeah.
Actually, since I don't get to come on Triple Bypass, I have a bi-life story of my own.
Oh, yes. Do tell.
Yes. Well, I've never got to tell this one on air before, but I had an incident, let's call it, very gentle incident, about a year ago when I was catching a tram home and I was waiting for one connecting, and I start talking to this this young lady across from me because we're both waiting a very long time for a tram that turned out was never coming. So it was a very long conversation we had. And during that time, I mentioned that, you know, I had had girlfriends and I had had boyfriends. And so she goes, oh, was this before you came out? And I mentioned, it's like...
Rude.
Yeah. No, I go no, because I'm bisexual. And she's like, what does that mean? And I explain, it's like, well, it just means gender is not a discriminating factor when I select partners. And, you know, I start to explain to her what that means. And another person standing with us is like, yeah, same, over here. And then another person standing with us is like, yeah, same, over here.
Amazing. Was it like a? That sounds like a. I am Spartacus. Kind of. Everybody standing up.
It really was, and this was in Preston, so really we shouldn't be surprised.
That's true.
Preston.
It's where our people live.
I love how queer this town is. Like I'm a ex Brisbaneite, and you know, just moving down to Melbourne, and hey, you are as well.
I am too.
Yeah, and you just come in, and it's like, oh my gosh, there's just all of these flags everywhere, and I love it.
I know.
It's amazing. You've got the kind of deep north queers in Preston. You've got the inner south queers in Pran. That's one of me. And Pran and South Yarra. You've got the Fitzroy. There's got to be a better name.
Northcote dogs.
Mm-hmm. I saw this amazing couple with like a bunch of sausage dogs getting walked, and then there was one sausage dog in a pram. And
oh,
like,
oh no.
And there was, There was just like so many sausage dogs, and the one in the pram was like the royal sausage. It was amazing.
My poor heart.
Northcote things.
A friend of mine, when they moved down to Melbourne, actually looked at where queer people live and moved specifically to Northcote because it had the highest density of queer.
That's not a bad move, to be honest.
They're very smart.
Just like googling it, where are all the queers?
It's because we're poor and we all live in share houses.
That I have heard. We're almost wrapped up, and it's tragic that we are. We're almost wrapped up another episode of Triple Bypass. And we'll be back again. We'll be back again on Tuesday as part of Radiothon to introduce the whole new team and to bring you more of the bi plus agenda. We're here for the bisexuals, the pansexuals, the polysexuals, the queers, the questionings, and everyone, really. You can find us, you can find our socials on Facebook, Triple Bypass on Joy, Twitter, Triple Bypass, Instagram, Triple Bypass Joy. You can email us at any time, triplebypass@joy.org.au. And you can find our podcasts anywhere that good podcasts can be found, including on iTunes or Spotify. You'll find every Triple Bypass episode. I'm just saying bye so much. Bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
I was just about to say that.
You'll find every episode of Triple Bypass ever, as well as other bi-related podcasts on our channel. And you can find us on the Joy website as well. So thank you all so much for joining me, helping me through this traumatic time anchoring.
You killed it.
You did awesome.
Thank you so much, Reb, for your time.
Thanks for having me.
You and to Minus 18 for the work you're doing, for the stuff that's going on with Ida Hobbit.
It's been come to our event on Friday.
We're super keen to check out that event on Friday. Stay tuned. Coming up next is Homophonics with Jordans, showcasing up-and-coming LGBTIQA plus musicians from across Australia and beyond. This has been Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.